Christ to the Nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 41st chapter of Isaiah. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Around 1932, a minister was traveling across the country on the train. He, along with a young man, had an entire compartment to themselves. To pass the miles, they started to talk. The minister shared about how the Lord had touched his life. The young man talked about how, although he had once been a Christian, he had neglected the Lord. He related how reverses had left him despondent of today and afraid of tomorrow. Indeed, he confessed that he didn't believe he would be able to stand on his own much longer. The minister reached into his canvas suitcase and brought out his Bible and a pencil. He put the Bible on his lap and asked the young man, "How would you like to see me stand this pencil up on the cover of the Bible?" The young man asked, "Even with the train rocking?" "Even with the train rocking," the pastor replied. The young man, thinking this would be a nifty trick, said, "Please go ahead, begin any time you wish." The minister replied, "I've already begun. The pencil is standing on the Bible." "Unfair, foul," came the reply from the young man. "This doesn't count. You're holding the pencil." At that exclamation, the minister smiled and confessed, "Of course I'm holding the pencil. A pencil can't stand on its point without someone holding it up." A light dawned on the young man, and he thanked the minister for reminding him. Nobody can stand up unless they are held. Not a pencil, not him, not you, not me. To hold you up is why Jesus was born in this world. To hold you up is why Jesus lived. To hold you up is why he suffered and died. To hold you up is why Jesus sends his Holy Spirit to call you to faith, to forgive your sins, to change your perspective, to make you unafraid. That is the promise Jesus makes to those who hear him. It is a promise he alone can keep. It is a promise he will keep for all those who are brought to faith in him as Savior. We pray. Dear Lord, grant that I may always know that you are there. Especially in dark and difficult days, may I be conscious of your presence, assistance, and good intentions toward me. This I ask in the Savior's name. Amen.